right, I think we'll go ahead and start. Well, welcome to Reeves Mill Church and our annual hymn sing that we haven't done for a few years. So I don't even know if we can really call it annual anymore. But we're going to make it annual from now on again. My name is Ginny Roby. Usually, the person that would be standing here leading our hymn sings is Gail Witherell. She could not be here this evening. So we will miss her for sure. She's got a beautiful voice and a lot of connection with this church. She grew up going to this church. So you're just going to have to put up with me. I don't sing well, but I sing with heart. And I may not know all of the hymns that you would like to have sung tonight. So if that's the case, well, we'll let Robert just lead us on the organ, won't we? We thank Robert Ludwig for joining us this evening. And he's going to put a lot of effort into giving us some great music. Just so you know, there are two different hymnals in your pews. The first one is the smaller one, Hymns for the Family of God, and this is our church's regular hymnal. However, there is also a Methodist hymnal in each of the pews, and that's because just in case there's a hymn that's not in our book, it might be in the Methodist hymnal, and those hymnals are at the ends of each pew. So just so you know, for instance, Be Thou My Vision is a favorite, but it's not in our hymnal, it is in the Methodist hymnal. So just keep that in mind as you're looking for hymns that you want to sing. And if you didn't have a chance to sign the guest book when you came in, please make sure you do before you leave. Every service, we have people sign the book and put down the town that they're from. And this has now become a part of the history of this church. You are a part of the history of this church. So that's why we like to keep your signature on file, shall we say. And we can prove that you were here, just in case you need an alibi. So we're going to start off, as we always do in all of our services in this church, with hymn number 367. That's in our hymnal. It's The Church in the Wildwood. For those of you who are not familiar with it, you'll see about halfway down the page, there is a D and an S circled. And when you get to the bottom of the page on the right, you'll also see a D and an S circled. So when you get to the bottom of the page, you go back up to that D and S in the middle of the page and continue from there. Does that make any sense? We're all good? All right, whenever you're ready, Robert. As a little throughout this hymn sing, you might be inspired to stand for some songs and not for others. And that's completely up to you, whatever you feel comfortable doing. Diana has made a special request that our second song tonight be God Bless America.
Yes.
In honor of 9/11. She's handed out some flags for people, and just to remember those people who passed away during that terrible period of time, and to keep that day alive in our memories. So. Oh yeah, it's not in the book. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that. But Diana was gonna lead us. Like to sing tonight? Mr. Steve?
353?
No. 353?
In the Little Book.
Okay. They're all going to be out of the Little Book unless you say the Methodist hymnal. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. And are we doing all of the verses?
Sure. Yes.
All right. Onward, Christian Soldiers, 353.
Christ.
guys sound like an amazing choir. It's wonderful. All right, who's next? Doris.
241.
Just so sweet, trust in Jesus. And how about the first one? Wait a second. 241. I'm looking at 241. 241. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus versus?
How about 1 and 4?
1 and 4. Yes, ma'am.
462, abide with me.
462, abide with me. How many of those verses would you like? We can do all if you want. Great, 1 and 4. Abide with me. Amen after every hymn, so when there's one there, I want to make sure I sing it.
Okay. Who's next? Yes.
What a friend we have in Jesus. 517.
517. Would you like all of the verses, or what the heck, why not? Yeah, we're doing it. Rock of Ages, number 243.
That's
I know. Those of us who know, you didn't expect that, Naomi. First and last. Yep.
Let the water and the blood.
289, Blessed Assurance, all verses. Take a little break.
Are all things right and beautiful in this end or no?
I'm thinking not. Let's just see if we can see.
I saw it in the other one.
It is definitely in the Methodist hymnal.
What
is
the name of it?
All things bright and beautiful.
That's okay.
We can do the other one. There's enough hymnals here to do it.
What?
There's enough of the Methodist hymnals to do that. That's the larger of the two hymnals. They're at the end of the pews.
Okay. 147.
In the
Methodist hymnal. Does everybody have the Methodist hymnal in front of them at this point?
Say that again, I can't.
Do you have the Methodist hymnal in front of you?
Yes.
All right, then let's go for it.
Does everybody have it?
All things bright and beautiful, all creatures.
break, give the keys a chance to cool down on the organ, because they've been moving fast. So this is a time during our hymn sing that we generally just kind of find out a little bit about you. So how many people are here that live in Madrid? Madrid or East Madrid? Yeah? Okay, how many people are here that wish they lived in Madrid? All right. How many people are here from Phillips? Oh, quite a few, quite a few. And let's see, Strong? Avon? I didn't say Avon, I should have said Avon. All right. Farmington? Okay. Let's go the other way. Sandy River Plantation? Dallas Plantation? Rangeley? You can say Rangeley even if it's just for summer. Well, we can go beyond that too. Aquasic? And Rangeley Plantation, my apologies. My apologies. Anybody beyond Farmington or Rangeley or Quassic? And where are you guys from?
Wilton and Jay.
Wilton and Jay, all right. Now I know some of you don't live here year round, so those of you who are not aren't lucky enough to live here year round, where are you from? Anybody?
Virginia.
Okay, Virginia.
Connecticut.
Nice. Very nice. Yes, sir?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. All right. I think you you might win the prize. Well, good. I just so appreciate you all coming tonight. This is such, this church is such a special church to me. When I first moved here, I live right up the hill here. 20 years ago, I felt that I was supposed to do something with this church. And God gave me lots of things to do with this church, and I feel very blessed to be here tonight, standing in Gail's stead where she would ordinarily be. This is just such a special place. We have services during the summer, Sunday afternoons. This year we added September into that. We do this hymn sing. We have a concert at the end of September, the last Sunday, and that's when the Sandy River Ramblers come. And they do a little bit of gospel, and they do a little bit of bluegrass, and the acoustics in here are awesome for that concert. And then the next thing we do is a Thanksgiving morning service. And that's just really nice, like throw the turkey in the oven and come on over for a service at 10 o'clock. It's really such a perfect way to celebrate Thanksgiving. And then the last one we do for the year is the Sunday before Christmas, we do a candlelight service. And all of the windows are filled with candles and greens, and it's just a really beautiful and special time. But we need to support this church. So at this point in time, I'm going to ask Steve and Naomi to come forward. We will take an offering. However, if you are not prepared to put something in the basket, please don't worry about it. We're just glad to have you here tonight no matter what. Right up here. I know, we haven't passed the basket since before COVID, but we'll have just a moment of prayer, please. We offer to you, Lord, the work of our hands, represented by that which is placed in these baskets. Bless us and what we offer. Amen.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Yeah, anywhere up there is good.
Jenny?
Yes, sir.
So, are we back to the hymn singing now?
I think we are, unless you have something you'd like to say.
Well, I'd like to introduce people to a hymn that I bet nobody here knows.
Okay.
That was in the, it's in the big...
The Methodist hymnal.
The Methodist hymnal, right next to the one that Rufus asked for.
So what's the number, please?
It's 148. And I bet nobody knows this, but I think it's an interesting hymn because who were the first people who were around here? They were Native Americans.
Native Americans, yeah.
And this is a Native American tune. So the words aren't Native American, but they're in that spirit. And they didn't have, so it's 148. And the way we'll kind of learn this is I'll sing a line, and then you repeat that line. I've got a flashlight here, too. There.
Now you can see.
So let me sing it, sing that first line, and then you all repeat it. Many and great, O God, are thy things. Now.
Many and great, O God, are thy things.
Listen to me.
Maker of earth and sky, maker,
Now, this is a tricky one. Thy hands have set the heavens with stars. And
thy hands have set the heavens with stars.
Listen. Thy fingers spread the mountains and plains. Stuff that you've already done, so you know the whole hymn now. Let's sing that first verse all the way now. And if anybody wants to do like a drum part or something like that, anybody got a drum with them? No. So one and no.
Many and great, O God, are thy things.
The original organ to the church, 1892. It is currently full of a mouse nest and we can't use it right now. This is the new organ, 1916. And it doesn't have a mouse nest in it, fortunately.
I want to just say I apologize for being obnoxious taking a film, but it's for the organist at the Log Church who wasn't able to come up and play at the church this That's
all. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah. You know, we record all of our services here, and we put them on our website, reedsmillchurch.org, so the people who do miss, or I'll probably listen to services all winter long because they're there. So, yeah, for sure. I'm going to ask for number 26, back to the smaller hymnal. In my heart, there rings a melody.
What page?
26.
What verses?
think we'll do all of them.
Yay!
This is you probably noticed that I kind of bounce with the music up here. So this is a really good bouncy song. So feel free to bounce with me. And was that 1 and 4?
1, 2, and 4.
1, 2, and 4.
By one, and
64.
Springs of Living Water.
Springs of Living Water.
And you know it all three. And you know it.
We'll pick it up.
All right.
I know a lot of things. I've never,
I don't know that I've done this one either. Yes, sir.
My country is a thee, 455, first and fourth.
455, my country tis of thee, first and last.
Thank you.
ma'am.
Jesus calls us, 343.
343.
Just could be, I don't know, first and fourth.
Okay, which, 343?
Yes.
Keep doing that, I'm doing the wrong one. Jesus calls us, and again, which verses?
1 and 4.
1 and 4. Trust and obey.
What number?
365. Trust and obey. You have a preference on the verses?
Thank you.
177.
177.
God be with you. Which verses?
Oh, 1 and 4, please.
I'm grateful to those two little boys who in 1978 wondered what it would be like to sing in the church at night with the lamps lit. And that is the genesis of our hymn sing. I thank you for coming. And for a benediction, I'm just going to sing you a very short song. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you, guide your way on. Amen. Safe home. Watch out for moose.